Would requiring refresher clinics for instructors make general aviation any safer? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Jason Blair, who is the Executive Director of the National Association of Flight Instructors. This is a national organization of about 5,000 members, which represents the issues facing flight instructors before the FAA and in other venues as well. And there was an interesting meeting that happened earlier this week in Washington, D.C. on Monday and Tuesday, in which the AFS 800 division called together a meeting to talk about changes in how flight instructors are allowed to renew their certificates every 2 years with an eye toward improving safety in the industry and in specifically in general aviation. And it left an awful lot of unanswered questions, and I've got Jason here to talk about some of those today. Jason, thanks for taking some time out for our listeners.
Paul, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and I got to say it's been a pretty busy time with a lot of the changes that are being looked at in terms of flight training and qualifications for airline pilots. This one popped up pretty quick, and AFS 800 put together a meeting notice, and quite literally in a matter of about 2 weeks, we found ourselves in Washington, D.C. with a large contingent of representatives from around the industry. Many of them are flight instructor renewal clinic providers, but we also had a few of the letter organizations, and it was definitely a pleasure for NAFI to join in and try and represent our membership's concerns in this meeting.
All right, let's start with the premise of the meeting, because I think that this kind of caught me by surprise. The meeting's theme was updating the flight instructor renewal process to enhance safety of flight. And I think that with everything else I've read about this effort, the big question that jumps out to me is, has the FAA established a link between instructor competency and the safety of flight? I know that that's a big topic in the industry right now, but beyond that, have they done any work to establish a link between the way in which instructors renew their credentials and the safety of flight? They seem both like maybe they haven't connected the dots.
Paul, that's exactly where many people came to the meeting asking that specific question to even start off. And public meeting notice came out, I guess, about a week before the actual meeting took place. It broadened the scope by asking the question of a general question of whether 61197, the portion of the FAR, which includes all methods by which CFIs renew their certificate, should be further analyzed as well. And the overall theme of wanting to improve pilot safety was brought through this and kind of weaved through the whole document. There is some anecdotal question that was developed, and I think you probably saw this at one point in one of NAFI's previous publications, where we had some notice from the runway safety office that a kind of ad hoc survey was given to a number of flight instructors and pilots who had gone to flight instructor renewal clinics, and it was where they gave them the surveys, and the results of a runway safety quiz when they were presented just basic runway signage and had to identify them was not as positive as they had a desire to be. And in a couple cases, there were some very simple signage options, things like a hold short line where the average score of a correct answer was something around a 53% getting it right. Certainly we see there's something there that we want to address. However, you know, there's some questions on the validity of the survey and how it was done. And I think really what happened is that got some folks talking about, well, as we look at people who are taking FERCs, are we making sure we're getting them the correct information? And are they really seeing what they need to see to help make sure when they have contact with students, with continuing clients that they fly with, that they are up to date and current on regulations and things that they need to pass along to keep the pilots with whom they work safe in the endeavors that they fly?
Okay, now let me play devil's advocate here and say, I look at the accidents and the things that stand out. There's still an awful lot of accidents regarding fuel exhaustion. There's also an awful lot of accidents involving stall spin. Is it worth convening a tribunal to look at why people are missing airport marking questions? I mean, in the overall scope of things, is that our biggest concern?
Well, and I think that's one of the questions that came up in the meeting as well, is why are we addressing this just because of a runway safety quiz? And when we talked with Mel Cintron from AFS 800, who was at the meeting with us, and Greg French, who works for the FERC program, they were clear that that was not the overall reason for this. That was just one indicator that said maybe we should just look at this. And I think what we've come out of the meeting with is that maybe we just need to evaluate the core competency things that we want to see in FERCs on a more regular basis than we have in the past. And you're absolutely right. When we look at the accident rates, we're still seeing the same type of accidents that we've seen for year after year after year. And I think if you think of the old analogy, you just can't fix stupid. Well, while that's the case, we can make sure we keep trying to address some of the problems that we see. And if you look at the FERC components, I think basically 7 of the top 10 accident killers, things like low altitude maneuvering, stall spin awareness, you know, those are all things that are addressed in that. And we do ask CFIs to make sure that they're competent and able to teach that when they work with their students. So it does get addressed there. But there, I think, are a few things that when we came out of the meeting at the end of it, that we're going to want to make some changes in those core competencies and help make sure we keep the components of the FERC fresh and we have knowledgeable instructors out there.
Okay, I'm going to back up a step in the process. Is the instructor refresher clinic the place to do that, or do we need to work something mandatory into flight reviews?
You know, that's a good question. Right now, the regulations that indicate what we have to complete on a flight review are pretty vague. It basically says an hour of ground and an hour of flight. And certainly we've heard the stories of the guy that shows up and has coffee with his friend who's the instructor, and they go fly to the local airport. Maybe next door they grab a hamburger and they come home and call it a flight review. In many cases, I think you're seeing much more professional flight reviews than that. But there has been additional discussion of whether or not the flight review should include core competencies that must be addressed in that process as well, to help make sure that we are addressing some of these concerns. And, you know, I agree that airspace is probably not the thing that's going to kill you as quickly. It might get you a friendly letter from your local FISDO or even a visit. But many cases, you're going to have that. And when we look at some of the other really, really deadly things, the continued flight into icing conditions or flight into known terrain, those are the things that really, really hurt us pretty bad. And as much as we look at the runway safety issue, and we say maybe not knowing signage isn't the biggest thing we need to do, we've had a very successful program from the Runway Safety Office, and really for very small cost, and we've been pretty good at it. And I think all we have to do is see one aircraft pull out in front of a jumbo jet and have 300 people pass away at one time to see that safety record go way down. So even though we haven't seen any major accidents, even the preventative side of that, I think, is very, very important too. But it doesn't mean we don't have other things to address along the way.
All right. When we come back from the break, let me talk about where this process goes from here, because we may have some flight instructors concerned about their livelihood at this point. Jason Blair is my guest. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Piperjet.
Pipersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the special feature. Paul Plack here with Jason Blair of NAFI, talking about the AFS 800 division of the FAA wanting to take a new look at how flight instructors renew their certificate every 2 years. Jason, there seems to be an implication that they're looking at doing away with the ability to keep that current just through instructional quantity and push everybody into some form of flight instructor refresher clinic. Is that a fair assessment?
You know, that was a question we came into it as well. And when the FAA was asked if they are looking at changing how a flight instructor renews their CFI, They categorically agreed that we are not looking at regulatory change at this point to change how a flight instructor can renew their certificate, which in this case would mean we're not looking to make sure a flight instructor has to go to a FERC and cannot renew based on activity over the last 2 years. However, the FAA is very much looking to see the industry recommend that flight instructors, as a good professional practice, attend FERCs, even if they are eligible to renew their CFI based on activity. And really what we're looking at here is making sure that flight instructors continue to get information back to them and are going to be incorporating into what they teach current information that they can get in those FERCs.
You know, in public schools, teachers are required to attend continuing education courses on a regular basis based on the premise that just doing it over and over and over still will allow you to drift away from, you know, proficiency and kind of, you know, we all tend to do less in areas where we feel less competent. I guess I could understand why something in addition to just the experience would be required. What does this suggest regarding, for example, a master instructor accreditation? Is the FAA still going to look at that as a equivalent to a FERC?
To our understanding, there should be no change in the NAFI Master Instructor Accreditation Program or any other industry accreditations that are out there. In many cases, we find that somebody who's been accredited under such a program really exceeds most of the requirements that they would find in the basic 61-197 requirements anyway. And I think there's still a strong recognition in the FAA of that level of competency in somebody who's met that additional industry accreditation as well.
Going forward, do you think that you've convinced AFS 800 or you, by you, I mean the industry as a whole, that this needs to be done through a rulemaking committee and an NPRM?
You know, I think if we find that there's going to be any substantial change to how this process goes forward, we have a very, very open and agreeable AFS 800 group of staff to work with the industry. And I think that's the big benefit that we saw from this meeting is this was a moment where AFS 800 and asked the industry to come in and talk with them about what do we think is going to be most successful. But I think it's a positive step. And, you know, obviously we're looking to make sure we can try and get that accident rate down. We have seen when you look at the per 100,000 hour of operation that the accident rate over the last few years has really remained flat. We've seen less total numbers of accidents, but we're also seeing less traffic. And that just because there's less traffic out there doesn't mean we can keep the same accident rate. And I personally think the flight instructors are a great tool in trying to help bring that down. And I'm glad to see that the FAA is looking to partner with flight instructors and the flight instruction community to help influence positive change in that accident rate.
Well, I want to thank you for your efforts to keep this based on logic, because it kind of caught me off guard when I saw it. And it's encouraging to hear that they're not talking specifically at this point about regulatory change.
We were very encouraged to hear that as well through the meeting.
All right. Well, Jason, we appreciate your time. We will try and stay in touch as NAFI stays on top of this.
Thanks very much for the time and look forward to talking with you again soon.
Jason Blair is the executive director of the National Association of Flight Instructors. Find out more online at www.nafinet.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.